We're starting off the week with a mild Monday across New York and western New England. High temperatures have moved up into the 70s in many spots, making this the warmest day since October in many locations. Moving ahead through the rest of the week, temperatures will take a step back, so today is the warmest day of the week. However, this week will have a much different look and feel than last week, with temperatures on most days running in the 60s and much more in the way of sunshine than we saw just a week ago. So as we work into tonight, we start to see some changes come in. A cold front will approach from the west, so that will thicken up the clouds and also bring us the chance for some showers as we go through the night. Temperatures will be fairly mild for nighttime for this time of year. Lows will be generally in the 40s. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll still have the chance for some showers during the morning, primarily from the capital region on south. As the front continues to sink to the south, we'll see high pressure build in from the north, so the clouds will break, and we'll see increasing sunshine as we go through the day. It will turn a bit breezy, especially tomorrow afternoon, and temperatures tomorrow, as I mentioned, will be cooler than today, but still very pleasant for this time of year. Highs will be basically in the lower to mid 60s, though some of our highest elevations may hold in the upper 50s tomorrow afternoon. Moving into Wednesday, that high pressure area continues to build in from the west. We'll have another pleasant day with a good amount of sunshine on Wednesday. It'll be a little bit less breezy than tomorrow, though the breezes will probably be noticeable as we go through the day. And on Wednesday, again, temperatures will be in the lower to mid 60s with some 50s in the mountains. And even on Thursday, we'll see temperatures rise up into the 60s in most locations. Sunshine will start the day. We'll see clouds increase as we go through the day, and there is the chance of some more wet weather by Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, showers likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, showers likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high 58 to 64. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, showers likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then becoming partly sunny, breezy and cooler with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, increasing clouds, showers likely, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then becoming partly sunny, breezy and cooler, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-60s, some 50s in the mountains, and looking ahead to Thursday, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs mainly in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.